just saying, it's starting time.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
But you can stay here because it's starting time.
Yeah, you can stay here because it's starting time. But you can do it in your home or your car or at work or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Well, nobody's going to hear this for a while.
What? Why would they?
Oh, wait. No, we're recording it like yesterday.
Yeah, we recorded yesterday, Dan. We don't ever record stuff in the can for future use.
Somebody was asking me if we live streamed, and I said, absolutely not.
I've had that question, too. Like, man, when do you guys...
We could do a live stream on it. Maybe at... I don't think Greg hooked us up, but, you know, maybe at Jet City, we could.
You know, it's
but
in the
Greg
works.
Greg failed to acquire us a table.
It's in the works.
Even though I bought tickets to
I'm talking to the people right now, Dan.
It's one job, like pressing the button.
You know, I mean, when...
One job,
everything,
press button.
When everything happened, I was going through a very rough patch, and... It just...
Now you're going to make me feel guilty. Lay the guilt trip. Just keep going. Just lay the guilt trip.
I'm not...
Guilt trip it out there. Just do it.
It's the truth, though. I mean, it all...
That's what the guilt trippers always say. It's the truth.
I almost didn't even go to the convention this year because of everything that happened the week before, so...
Well, that is fair. Also, though... Guild trippers always say it's true. And guild trippers are very likely to claim that they don't have anything against certain Sasquatches. But then they have stickers
that say vote for the Sasquatch for president.
That say
exactly, vote for the Sasquatch.
Sasquatch hunting.
No, Sasquatch for president. Those Sasquatch.
You sell Sasquatch hunting license stickers.
That's so if you find the Squatcho Man, then you are free to go up and take a picture.
You hunt him.
No, well, to hunt him, to take a picture.
You get rid of him from your store. You authorize hunting of him.
No.
No wonder he kidnaps you and does terrible things to you.
He doesn't do terrible things to me. We eat pizza and hang out.
Just remember, the guilt trips are coming from somebody who wants to murder a Sasquatch.
No. The guilt. There's no guilt trip there about anything. Dan, if you want me to guilt trip, I had a table at the convention and three people who said they would be there with me all didn't come. I can list them off.
This person told you 9 months ahead of time, so
yeah,
I
but you could have changed your plans just to hang out for the
weekend. I could not have, actually.
You could have. It's a choice. And you chose to do the thing that you were doing. And that's okay. The same with Mike.
Yes,
same with Travis.
Yes, I did choose to go on a cruise that was scheduled a year beforehand. Yes, I did. You are correct.
But again, it was a choice, Dan. A choice.
Well, Travis is always sick.
I know. He's always sick. He's going to call.
Of us.
Of us.
Yes.
But what?
I think we should do the podcast probably.
Oh, okay. We should do the podcast.
I got us distracted. It's my fault.
I mean, we've been talking about so many different things since we've been chatting before, getting the pre-show chatter out, and then all of a sudden it turns into we should save some stuff. But
yeah, well, you know, did I mention that before we start, did I mention that I might actually have a bathroom again?
You might have a bathroom again? You don't have to go in that little can that you've been going in or sit on the bucket?
Well, it feels like it. You know, the bathroom downstairs is like going in a little can.
It's
scary.
Tiny. Yes. You said I could use it one time and I was like, no, thanks.
For those of you that don't know, I have a house built in 1960, not in the 60s, but literally in
1960.
And they put a half bath downstairs in the laundry room where the door opens in.
In. Not out.
To the half bath, which is about the size.
It's tiny.
How big would you say? Is it 8 foot by 3 foot?
It is like going
approximately.
Into... It's like if your bathroom was in a closet, but half of a closet. It's tiny.
So when you open the door and then the sink is here, so you have to like suck it in to move the door past you. I did watch. I don't know. It's a crazy. It's a crazy place. It's anyway.
Yeah. He's getting a new bathroom, though.
Well, no, we're excited because something happened with the first bathroom person. I don't want to get into a long story, but we have a bona fide Northwest MMA superstar who recently retired.
Uh-huh.
That is now renovating our bathroom.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yes, Potter Home Reservations. Reservations? That's... No, I messed that up already. It's like when I tried to advertise the book. Restoration. Or is it Potter Home Construction? I don't know. It's Potter Home something. Dylan Potter, you should hire this guy for stuff. He's amazing.
Get him out to your house and have him fix you up.
And the good news is, even though he recently retired, I am not worried about getting hurt if anybody breaks into my house while he's working here.
See, that's a bonus plus.
It is an absolute bonus plus. I think that dogs are feeling pretty safe.
Yeah.
Juliet kind of hangs with me. Mr. Toa tries to supervise. Up there.
I bet he's
watching the construction. He's like, what's going on?
Tail wagging face like,
yeah. Yeah. What?
Mr. Dola.
What's happening?
Do you ever wonder what your dog sound like when, you know, like if your dog could talk, like what their voice would be?
Well, it's kind of like wondering what a D&D character sounds like. Like Juliet, super high intelligence, wisdom medium, maybe. Charisma high.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she could be a sorcerer for sure. Yeah. The Toa, intelligence not so high. wisdom generally high.
No.
But he's, I think, like strength high. I think he goes into berserker mode sometimes.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe like, yeah, that works, like high wisdom, high strength. He could be a fighter, right? Or he could be a barbarian, right?
He could be a barbarian.
Yeah. So how do I think he sounds? I think he sounds like, hey, guys.
It's me.
He could do like a broadcast. Hey, guys. I got the supplements here.
Check it out.
You should try this one. This week, we're buying random supplement A from the gas station. It comes in a blue package. You should open the blue package and just try it out, man. I've been trying it for weeks. It really makes me, when I mix it with pot and stuff, Now I'm getting into Rogan territory here.
Oh, jeez. So, oh, God. He takes off the hat and the glasses, folks.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been trying Kratom for months now, and when I mix it with pot and alcohol, it's fucking amazing.
God. I remember when
you
we
flex
used to
out
the mini mart next door, and they're selling that, and they're like, do you want some? And I'm like, no, thanks. I'm good. It's wonderful. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, that's what I imagine Toa probably sounds like.
Oh,
kind of, yeah. Hey, guys. I'm here. I'm going to look out the window now for a while, okay? Okay.
Well, bark
he does
things.
Literally, like, sit in the window for, like, hours and just look out the window.
Just hanging
he's
out.
He's kind of like a cat.
Oh, hey. He's a giant cat.
He's a giant cat.
That's...
He's crying right now,
oh,
actually, in the other room because he wants to go for a WALK because we are recording our podcast early, and it's usually walk time, and then we record the podcast after walks.
Yeah.
And I have to wait today. Juliet is dutifully, you know, doing her most adorable cuteness, like right next to me. She's had a rough day. The construction interrupted nap number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Oh.
So. And it's tough. It's tough all over for dogs.
Can imagine.
But dogs will really like it when there's a new bathroom. Maybe not as much as me. And I'm getting like a Randy Marsh toilet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've seen the episode, right?
Is it all
when he gets his sci-fi. When he gets his Japanese toilet?
Yeah. So you'll be squeaky clean.
Basically, I said I wanted it to praise me, to tell me I did a good job in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is going to be an epic battle. I'm excited. So this bathroom's getting happening. I said we were going to talk about the comic.
Yeah, we are going to talk about the comic.
We're only 9 minutes in.
Yeah.
We're talking about Booster Gold number 25.
25.
We're avoiding it because we don't want it to end.
We don't want it to end. Booster Gold just is, he's been triumphant in all the other books, but... This one,
there are so many. He has not been triumphant in all the other books. Damn, He's a disaster half the time. He's not triumphant. Triumphant is not the word I would use.
He's
for this
Triumph
superhero.
The dog in most of the episode. In most of
he's
the
Triumph
issues.
The comic dog.
He's Triumph the comic superhero dog. And
okay, he doesn't smoke a cigar. Like I'm at a loss here how this comparison happens.
I don't know. Yes, a Triumph, and you know, it's went off the rails a bit.
He's an all-star.
He is.
A certain band saw this cover and was like, man, we could do a song.
Oh,
it'd
yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Oh.
They'll smash it.
They will.
Yeah.
That's
whatever happened to them?
They, well.
Are they like Trump supporters or something?
Yeah,
or?
6 years ago. Yeah.
Did they really?
I don't know the full story, so I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
But there was a
lot
of. Well, there's some videos out there. You can check it out. There's some other stuff that just kind of comments were said on stage. Well, I believe the lead singer might have been inebriated. That's what he says. So,
if he's drunk enough, he says the truth.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Well, he can go on Truth Social and be probably where he belongs.
Just kind of like, I mean, there's a lot of bands that just kind of. Well,
do you know on Truth Social, I was watching The Daily Show today.
Okay. I thought you were like, Truth, I was on Truth on Social earlier.
On Truth Social, I have never been on Truth Social. On Truth Social, when you share something, you re-truth it. I fucking hate them so much.
You re-truth.
Like, that is the dumbest. Who buys that? I'm going to re-truth this.
They're going to re-truth it on their gold phones, dude.
Yeah, it's like pre-toasted bagels.
No, it's not like pre-toasted bagels. It's totally different.
How do you re-truth something?
I know the truth, and I'm going to re-truth it. I mean, it's kind of like the QAnon.
Is that like you redo the truth and then do it again?
Yeah. I was going to say, it's kind of like the QAnon. Can I think of whatever it is?
The QAnon conspiracy?
Yeah,
Yeah, they're like, the pizza shop has a basement, and they're like... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know all about QAnon.
See, because you've been on that site too much, Dan.
I'm a big Redditor too. You know, I'm going on Reddit daily.
I figured as much.
I am too busy playing the baseball game.
You're too busy playing the baseball game.
Go on Reddit. Yeah. In fact, I just won one standard pack on the baseball game. It just told me on the screen right now.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, it just flashed up on my screen because I had the baseball game up instead of the.
That's why you're backing out of all those things earlier, and then you dropped me from the call.
Yes, it was why I was backing out of everything because I was getting off of this, I thought, and then it just flashed up in my face. So I very unsuccessfully, I had the picture of Connor Story and Hudson Williams up from the Met Gala.
The Met Gala in which they steamed it up.
I don't think, they brought their girlfriend, so I don't think they steamed, they steamed it up with them.
I mean, they're looking pretty smashing in their outfits.
They are looking very smashing. They were the hit of the Met Gala. Everybody was mad at the Met Gala, and here we go. Heated rivalry. Well, see, we will get to this comic.
We'll get
we're
to the comic.
Because it's the end, it makes me sad.
We're holding off.
I talk about it. I was telling Greg, it's so irritating. We get one thing, heated rivalry. We get one thing. There's like, one show. They canceled that crappy gay baiting boots show off of Netflix.
Oh, it's gone.
They didn't even give it a second season. Wow. They left it at a cliffhanger. Well, it's just baity. It wasn't
getting you there.
And so heated rivalry, one show. There's one thing, it's super popular. No. Now there's some stupid show called Off Campus. It is straight hockey people.
Dan is on fire right now.
Hannah tutors hockey captain Garrett to win her crush. Their fake deal becomes real as they confront their past and fall for each other.
No. It sounds like a Hallmark show. Not that I'm bagging on Hallmark.
It does
sound
like a Hallmark show.
I watch a lot of Hallmark shows.
Well, did you know that Jiu-Jitsu Lawyer Paul's television was stuck on the Hallmark channel when he turned it off? So it would come on Hallmark channel.
Oh,
and he has recently switched it. And now it comes on the channel that just plays old Price is Right episodes all day long.
So he's perpetually sick every morning. He wakes up, the Vicks is already there, he's got that ginger ale. You come up and you're like, "Are you sick? Do you want toast and applesauce?"
Yeah, that's like an 80s kids party right there.
I heard the price is right. You must not be feeling good.
All I want to hear is da 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 da. I can't do the yodeling.
Yo, what are they doing?
Oh, yeah.
Going up with the prices, going
up. No,
you're falling down.
I like when he crashes at the end of the mountain. Yes. Yeah. The mountain climber game was the best. Plinko was not the best. The mountain climber game was the best by far.
You know, I always like it when the people are trying to guess the price. I mean, obviously you guess price on every game, but it's the one where they're like, "Hey,
the show."
I know. But it's the one where they pull out like, "Hey, look at this product," and they give the whole thing, the spiel about the product, and then they're like, "How much is it?" And people are like, "I don't know." And I'm like, "Have you never been to a grocery store? Do you not shop for yourself?" Or is it the pressure that just gets them? I don't know.
It was like, imagine Donald Trump on The Price is Right.
Groceries.
Oh, isn't gas like $1 a gallon?
Groceries is such an antiquated word.
I live in New Jersey. I've never pumped my own gas.
Oh my gosh.
Fact. That's actually true.
I remember touching the handle when I was driving through Oregon one time in college, and everybody freaked out. Like, "Don't do that." And then the guy came out and yelled at me.
Didn't Oregon change it?
They did recently, but yeah. I mean, for as long as I had traveled through it and lived in that area, it was always like, "Don't touch the handle."
Oh yeah.
Found out the hard way when the guy came out and he's like, "Don't do that."
Yeah, I did it too, because you know, you live in Washington, so you're used to pumping your own gas. Conversely, I knew somebody that grew up in Oregon, and they found the one service station in Tacoma that still pumps her gas for her, and she would go there. You'll know exactly who it is, and we're not going to say who.
Oh my gosh, that is and at this age, mm-hmm. you should be able to do it. Intelligent person.
Well, they could. They just felt like that somebody else should be doing those things for them.
Wow. Well, I guess you pay for the convenience of not doing things yourself.
Well, there are things we were discussing earlier we don't want to do for ourselves.
That's true.
I cannot remodel my bathroom.
You can't remodel your bathroom.
I'm an expert.
I don't feel like fixing my washer and dryer, as I know it'll turn into a bigger project. So I will call in a professional and pay for them to do so. Maybe even plumbing.
I paid for my roommate to not jujitsu lawyer Paul, but I paid for my roommate to fix my mom's car up.
Oh,
that was well worth it. I took my mom to a baseball game, and I paid him $400, and the car was all fixed up and cleaned out. And,
oh, nice.
You know, everybody wins. Everybody wins that way. So everybody was happy. Yes, I'm a big fan of those things. I could do lots of car things, but I would often it would take me hours and hours to do it.
Right. Yeah. You don't have the
right quickly.
You don't have the background or the tools. It's just not.
I'll have to go find the right. Now, if it was a 1978 International Harvester Scout, I could fix everything in that car.
Yeah. Running
right
like the
away. Yeah. Cause it has a carburetor and everything. I kind of had to do that. Yeah. Cars don't have carburetors anymore.
What's going on? Yeah, I know. I remember, like, my
dad
and I.
They're also much more fuel efficient.
Yeah, my dad and I would work on all the cars that we had when I was a kid, and now it's getting a weird signal. I don't know what that is.
We didn't keep up our education.
But I mean, I'll mess with the Xterra, but it's, I don't know.
Well, you know who else failed?
Who? Who failed?
The Manhunters.
The Manhunters failed. That's right. They failed.
But we're not reading that story.
I know. We're not reading that story. Yet. There might come a time, Dan.
Before we get into this story,
yes.
Was there anything in this story that made you think, "I want to run and go read all 8 issues of Millennium"?
Yeah.
Well, that would be the problem. Because your crossover stories should be getting you to want
to go to the other
read the book.
Yeah.
But in this case, spoiler alert, the crossover leads to the cancellation of this book.
it just brings
so
a big
I'm reading
sad.
The book where it's the last issue.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're taking, let's imagine for a minute, you were one of the eight people where Booster Gold was your favorite comic book.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And then you read this and they're like, go read Millennium, this week's issue of Millennium to find out why this happened.
And like,
the book says, literally here, it says, go read. Sorry, I skipped the cover. Cover beautiful. Mitch
cover
pretty.
Is okay. Amazingly good. Booster goes out with a bang. Speaking of bangs,
who is that?
We're
it's
talking
Ty
about...
Templeton on the cover.
Oh, Ty Templeton.
Ty Templeton inked that.
That's fair.
Obviously, Dan Jurgens drew it. We've got right here, it says, go read this issue of Millennium Week to find out what happened to No Suit Booster Gold. And down here, it says, the end.
Yeah. Now I don't want to read it.
No.
No.
This does not make me want to. In fact, this makes me hate the Millennium banner up here more than ever. And the Millennium thing down here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, we have a comic.
We have a comic.
It's about what I'm going to say about.
Oh, come on.
Oh, the end. Okay, there's no more. It's done.
It's Dan, no, we have to cover it. I'm sorry, but the listener.
We don't have to.
I say the listeners.
Where the hell is Jack? What happened to Jack? Why isn't he at the house? Why isn't he doing things? Where is Jack? Jack should be in the issue if we're going to end the story. Everybody else is in this issue except for Dirk the Asshole Manhunter.
And we find out that Jack is also a manhunter, and that's why he's not in the book.
Jack is not a manhunter.
It's in the issue that you're supposed to go read from the Manhunter series. You find out.
Where is Jack? Okay, well, anyway, we have an issue.
Doing something, somewhere.
We've got Dan Jurgens writing. We got Dan Jurgens penciling. We've got Ty Templeton on the cover. We've got Robert Campanella, who I have never heard of. I'm sure I'm going to click on this right here, and we're going to find out I should have heard of him.
Find out, because I'm interested knowing what I see on the inside.
Work history as an inker. He did... he did not do a lot. He did some interiors in Who's Who of the Legion, which, as I've shared with you before, remember how they had different people drawing in the Who's
right.
Who? And in Who's Who in the Legion, sometimes it looked like people weren't even trying. They they were getting like every B-grade person they could possibly get. Including me not liking some of Ty Templeton's art in there, because it's kind of crappy, to be honest. Looks like he did a bunch of the end of Green Arrow Volume 2, so that would have been Connor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 104 through 137. He did a bunch of Batgirl. Looks like. And some graphic novels. So he's done quite a bit here. He's probably much more famous. He did a DC special Raven. I remember that, actually. So he's done some things. I'm probably sad that I don't know who he is.
Now you get an opportunity to go seek out his work. And
he inked Legion of Superheroes annual 5 and volume 4, which was not memorable at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm being sincere in that.
Yeah.
But he was one of like 9 inkers, so.
I see.
Yeah, to say, yeah, he seems like he gets got a lot of calls when it was...
We need you. We need to fill in.
Yeah, he did Justice League Annual 1. Did he do the whole thing? No, he was one of 7 inkers.
Mm.
With Bill Willingham penciling. That's
Oh, wow.
Interesting. That is a different... That is a different combination. Anyway, well, shout out... to Mr. Campanella, I thought the inking was not the problem in this story.
It was a little bit
of the problem.
It was Trixie. How Trixie looks, that's the problem.
He did ink Trixie differently. It is like he never read another issue, but he probably didn't. They probably just grabbed somebody and were like, we've got a last issue. We don't want to put one of
I didn't even realize
in.
It was Trixie. I mean, I knew it was Trixie, but I was like, she does not look like Trixie.
No, she doesn't. She got a haircut.
Okay. And
she got a lot of cuts.
Bad face job.
And, yeah. And, well, anyway. We open the page. We get Eminem's advertisement like normal. This time they're in a marching band.
A marching band. I wonder who plays what.
Well, the tan one thinks, I don't know, he's having issues in the middle there. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
He's not happy. Well, we've got to read this millennium. We got the end. We've got Trixie holding the suit, not looking like Trixie. And she says, so you want to talk to Booster Gold, huh? Well, forget it, because thanks to you, this is all that's left of him.
I took that personally, and I don't know if you did, Dan, but I took it personally reading that page. I was like, great, okay, I wasn't old enough to buy enough books, so it's my fault.
Well, she goes on a soliloquy summarizing what's been happening in Millennium.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Justice League...
She looks
League,
different again.
Apparently, Booster Gold failed to... Now, I'm going to interpret the way I think the story probably went, but I've never read the story.
Okay.
I'm assuming Booster Gold went undercover, which is why he did the thing with Dirk, which is what they try to explain here.
Gotcha.
In these pages. But Booster probably failed to tell anybody he was doing that. And since Booster is such an asshole, they probably just all assumed that he became a Manhunter bad guy supporter. Yeah. And then I guess Superman gave him a bad name. Maybe I should go read Millennium.
Yeah,
This did not make me want to.
You'd have a better understanding.
And now, if we had been reading Millennium, apparently, Trixie notes that about a half an hour ago, Booster showed up with the Chinese woman, Zhang.
Mm-hmm.
One of your chosen people, as I understand it, which... I understand the chosen people were like the new Guardians, and that was that series I mentioned the last episode that they made that was canceled after 12 issues.
Yeah.
Coming out of Millennium because it was such a successful thing, and Steve Englehart got to ride out on his shield there for this mini series and or maxi series and whatever. We're about to get like several pages of terrible stereotypes and flat storytelling.
Yeah.
Which makes me sad because this is the end. And
it's anyway, almost like they just said, it's the last issue. We don't have to. I mean, we say he goes out with a bang, but it's more of a whimper.
Well, he's there with Zhang and Booster Gold comes, and I'm not even going to get into a lot of this. Outside of the fact that Booster comes home and he's like, this was built by my house was built by Manhunters. It was built on deceit. I'm going to shut everything down. He takes off his suit. He deactivates Skeets. We flip the page. So I'm already to page 6. Then Harbinger shows up. Wasn't she in Crisis? Like, she was the speaker for the monitor, right?
I think so.
And anyway, she comes in and starts telling more of the story. And she says, for the human race to evolve, Booster Gold must survive because Booster Gold is a man from the future. And apparently, he is a descendant of one of these special people.
Okay.
Well, he is a descendant of somebody that appears in this comic book.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, which is written much later in the mythos. Like 20 or 30 years later. But it is not one of the new Guardians.
It's Jack!
It is not Jack.
Oh.
Jack is gone. We've never seen Jack again.
Oh, I thought you meant in this comic book series. Oh, okay.
No, in this comic book. In this book that I'm holding.
Trixie!
It's Trixie.
Yeah.
Trixie is his great grandma.
Yes.
That would be very Star Wars of them.
I know.
I don't think it's Trixie. Well, I'm just going to tell you, it's not Trixie. It's so we get an entire page 7 and most of page 8 of typical 1980s. Oh, this is what capitalism is like. This is what communism is like. Banter.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean,
they go into Burger Queen. I will say one thing I do like about the television shows and the comics now is that most of them use the Big Belly Burger now, and I just think that's I love that. So I'm glad they standardized that across DC Comics. We didn't have that standardization back then.
Yeah.
So
emulate something else. I like that they have Ron Swanson in panel 2 on page 8.
Yeah, they do. And yes,
he's eating all the meats.
Burger.
What?
He is eating all the meats. Also, on page 8, we finally get some story happening, and they come up and some citizens start beating up Michael Booster Carter because they're mad at him for siding with the Manhunters. So
you're a jerk.
I guess is page 8 where the recap ends and the story starts, basically?
The story starts, yeah.
Also, I have an advertisement in my comic that I'm holding in my hand for Mattel's. This is something that Greg is going to be excited about.
What is it?
It's for Mattel's Captain Power.
Oh, yeah.
Where he is shooting his little power gun at the television set.
Yeah, it's actually a
Can you tell us anything about Captain Power?
So the power gun that you're talking about is actually his spacecraft. And Captain Power, it's an interesting... They market it to kids, but the whole entire story and mythos they created is very like it's not a children's story. It's literally people fighting against a bigger thing, and people die in the story and stuff like that. It's like post-apocalyptic, but more like cyberpunk kind of type stuff. Because obviously they have this tech, but they're fighting against the big bads, the corporation type guys. It's very like
OMAC.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing though is it's you watch something like that when you're a kid, and you know you're like, oh hey, it's just a story, and then you look at something like that now, and you're like, oh yeah, it's too far off, but. Need I digress? It definitely was an interesting thing because it was a very interactive show. The comics were great. The show itself was interactive because there are certain times where you could use your Captain Power figures and their aircraft or their space plane to shoot at the TV, and it would work like a Nintendo zapper gun and shoot back. And you know, if you didn't move your stuff at the right time, your guy would get lit up and you'd have problems. It was a fun thing. I only had the one Captain Power thing because I think like it was on sale at KB, and I got it, and they're still airing episodes of it. So I was excited that I could play with the TV and the toy. I still have it.
Well, there you go. So there's some Captain Power.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
If you have the toys. And a CRT TV, that's an old-fashioned tube TV, you could still play with your Captain Power by playing those same video clips that have been put onto YouTube or on Internet Archive and play along with the show.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to flip the page here to something not cooler. I don't know because I've never read it. It's something I wanted to read as a kid, but you know, didn't have the money to go buy. Yeah.
What was it
at the time? I was just always curious about it. It's probably terrible because I've never heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
But it was this. I mean, I'm about to show it to you. It was this comic called Cinder and Ash, and it looks kind of Private Detective-y.
Yeah.
And what I remember seeing these advertisements, but here is your combination.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Jerry Conway, writing, Jose Luis Garcia Lopez, art.
Okay, why Why have we not read
why
this?
Why have we not Maybe read
we
this?
We should read this, because it's...
A deluxe format, four-issue miniseries starting in November, suggested for mature readers. That's why. That's probably why I didn't get to read it, too.
Yeah, I mean, my parents wouldn't care, but...
Mine would have.
Yours would have asked why Danny is reading this book. And my dad probably would have bought it and then threw it to me. Hey, Gage, you're going to like this.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I don't know if it's been reprinted or anything. We probably could find it in dollar bins if we looked.
Yeah, I'll have to go take a peek, look around.
I don't know. Yeah, if anybody has read Cinder and Ash, let us know. Is it worth going back and finding? I mean, the art looks...
Yeah, it looks good.
Stunning.
Yeah, I love a good detective story, so I find them fun.
It's so weird to have, it's so weird. I know he's done other things too, but it's so weird to have Jose Luis Garcia Lopez drawing people
on that book.
Yeah, it's...
They look great. So
I mean, and for those that don't know, we've talked about him extensively, but he did the entire DC style guide, which means he drew every superhero for DC, and then those were the images that could be licensed, right? And any licensed image, if he didn't draw it, if they didn't pull it directly from the style book, had to look just like the Jose Luis Garcia Lopez art. So if you saw any DC superhero from the 80s through the 90s, well into the 2000s, I think, it was probably until Superman didn't have underwear anymore, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably like until this. Does he have underwear in this shirt?
I can't tell.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
So, yes, this shirt, basically, I think this is past the style guide. This shirt, it looks past it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's, you are, if you're looking at things, and I've got the style, it's literally right over here. Should I go get it?
I mean, if you want to.
It's crazy. I don't know if we have enough. Well, you know.
He's going to do it, folks. He's getting the style
Greg
guide.
Banter.
Well, so I think what Dan was getting to is if you ever picked up anything, saw anything, and it was printed on something, we'll say a Happy Meal or a cereal box or a t-shirt or something like that, it came from these images or that direction of those images, style guide. It's huge.
And it was originally a bound thing, so it was just a big binder full. And the funny thing is, when they reprinted it, you can still see the binder holes.
I love it. That makes it real.
The only thing that was weird about the style guide is, and I should have known Legion wasn't, if I had seen the style guide then, we would have known Legion of Superheroes wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it was the second best-selling book.
Yeah.
And the Titans were first. Teen Titans are all over the style guide at the end. No Legion at all.
Oh,
zero
wow.
Legion. So, except Tyr, because Tyr was in Superpowers, right? But you've got, what is so weird to me is like, so here's a Teen Titans page.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not watching on video, you can't see it. There's Jose Luis Garcia Lopez doing his best George Perez.
Looks is pretty, not... pretty spot on.
Yeah, I mean, you're
good at doing the art thing, if you can...
Well, and of course, you'll recall, he's the only creator that I walked up to and couldn't talk to at all. I was just like, oh my God, how are you in front of me? Like, this is crazy.
Usually, I'm the one that can't talk to people, which is...
Yeah, and I was just like, you drew everything.
I like stuff you make. You sounded like Toa.
Yeah, it sounded like Toa talking to somebody. It's
you want to go sit in a window with me?
Yeah. Let's go hang out. Yeah, you're a crazy person. Can the line move along, please?
That's exactly what he said.
It pretty much was, actually. Anyway, we will... Booster picks up one dude and throws him down, and the other guys were like, we take that back. We don't want to fight you. Zhang and
we don't want that smoke.
Booster Zhang and Booster leave, and she challenges. He said, the whole city hates me, and she says, must you stay in Metropolis? Is there not another location where you might feel more at ease, more secluded? And she challenges his thinking there.
And we find out that Booster has his own ice castle somewhere. And it's like, what the hell? How did he turn? He's like really going copied. For the Superman.
He's the copier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing but mirrors.
Well, he does go in and steal a LexCorp plane.
Which props to him. I mean, it used to be
Booster Gold International plane.
Yeah, they stole it from him first. Stealing it back.
He takes a prop plane out, and then somebody in a jet takes him out.
Yeah, looks like an SR-71. But it's like a LexCorp branded SR-71.
Yeah.
The Raven.
They crash. And it's weird. We get a start of the gold exchange in the middle of the book. I'm not sure why.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah. What a surprise, what a shock, what a tragedy. When I requested Booster Gold wear his black suit again, I never imagined it would be for his sister's funeral. I was looking forward to reading this issue because of the Justice League's appearance. I was not expecting the death of Michelle. Was there any one particular reason for this action?
Well,
that's from Jim Ficken, Route 1, Box 59E. Renshaw, Minnesota, 55797, if you want to write out to Jim. Sure, he'll still be there. There is no response.
Oh, that is ice cold.
In fact, there's no response to
any letter.
Any letters until we get a big Dan Jurgens letter in here.
I see. The full on everybody response. Hey, everybody, it's Dan here.
Well, guess who he responded to?
Who's that? T.S. Maple?
Guess.
T.M. Pouncey?
Nope. Yep.
T.M. Pouncey? Yep. Yeah. Okay.
T.E. Is it T.E. Pouncey?
T.E. Pouncey. Sorry. I think they're the same person.
They might be the same person.
It's just like
how we could find out.
What? Oh, if somebody read
somebody could gather all the letters together and put it in one big book, and then we could do like a writing sample comparison.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you tell me that one person can't be two people. Like when I was telling you that, you could split yourself in half in a sense and have that conversation that you want to hear from two sides of a similar situation as yourself. But you yourself can do that. It's easy. Just go to Booster Gold's mirror place and his mirror palace. And you too can experience the same thing. It does cost $29.95 to get in, but it all goes Booster.
And if you're hungry, you can get a pre-toasted bagel.
You can
on the outside.
Yeah, while you're sitting there talking to yourself.
Well, we have the Justice League and Skeets riding in the Beetle. So
it's in
they
the
go.
Beetle.
They go tracking him. Yeah. They're tracking him. Ted, Cord, that would be the Blue Beetle, woke Skeets back up after Skeets went to sleepy sleep.
Ted has a technology. He gave him a TED talk.
Yeah. He gave him a pep talk. He's like, you too can be a superhero that doesn't quite fit into your suit.
That's right. My suit's a little.
And everything will be okay.
In some places it's tight, in some places it's loose.
Just depends on which place. So the jet tries to find Booster, but he uses his force field, which he's still wearing, apparently.
Oh, smart.
Even though that should have been in the suit, because it only mentioned he kept his flight ring earlier, but we're not going to labor with the inconsistencies of this book.
Maybe
since it's the last issue.
Maybe he had it. It's a belt, right? So it goes around him.
Well, he went flying, and he flew to Daddy's house.
What?
I mean, he flew to Rip Hunter's house.
Rip Hunter is Rip Hunter his dad or his grandpa?
I think his dad.
I don't think it's his dad. That's why he stepped up. Well, no, because then.
Daniel his dad? I thought Daniel was his son.
if Rip Hunter was his dad, then why would he give him such bad advice in the future?
Well, if Rip Hunter was, well, Rip Hunter is definitely, he's a descendant of Rip Hunter. In a future.
And that makes you, then questionable morals have to start somewhere. Rip Hunter, what are you up to?
Well, we are really, the ads are going downhill in this last issue because we get an advertisement for two Nintendo games even you haven't heard of.
Lunar Pool, I've heard of. The other one, what is that, Zanuck?
Zanuck.
It sounds like a something you take when you're not feeling all good.
Well, we get an advertisement, sir, for some Christmas season books here.
Oh. What
the
are
greatest
they?
Superman stories ever told for 1995, the definitive collection of Superman stories chosen by fans, historians, and professionals. Introduction and cover by John Byrne. Why would you have John Byrne write an introduction to the greatest Superman stories ever told? He didn't write any of them.
Because John Byrne is a fantastic...
Well, at least in this collection, right?
Okay.
You get the Man of Steel $12.95 trade paperback deluxe reprint of all six issues by John Byrne, cover by John Byrne, forward by Ray Bradbury.
Oh, well, then I'd buy that for the Ray Bradbury forward.
I mean, it's a good deal for $12.95, but not a good deal in 1980.
Oh, yeah, it's expensive back
it's
then.
A terrible
that is,
deal.
That is, yeah. That is like $100.
You could have got every comic for 75 cents a piece, right?
Yeah.
And then you're paying $13 for a trade.
But you're paying for Mr. Byrne and Mr. Bradbury to talk to you for a page or two.
Yeah. And then Batman, Son of the Demon, a large size trade paperback for $8.95 by Mike W. Barr and Jerry Bingham. Mm-hmm. Reprints the blockbuster hardcover without the introduction. So you could get a reprint of a book that was designed to be a hardcover.
That, hey, I think I've seen that hardcover.
The hardcover's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Booster is back. He's now talking to Rip.
Booster's He's back. Like, he's back again.
I want to get a time machine. I want to go back home. And Rip Hunter's like, yeah, you remember that the time machine was destroyed, so I don't have one.
Make another one, Rip.
And Booster's like, oh, yeah, that's right. And then Jing chimes in, and she says, I have seen that you are a proud and courageous man. I have also seen that this is an exciting and wonderful world that you have shown me. But it is also a world of strife, oppression, fear, and hunger. And if you have the ability to make the world a better place, don't you have a responsibility to do so? So she...
It sounds like it's ripped right out of Aladdin.
It also sounds like a Greg trip.
Huh? What do you mean?
You were just guilt tripping away there at the start of the podcast. And it's almost like you were guilt tripping away in anticipation of the giant guilt trip in this book. That gets Booster Gold to go back and be a superhero again.
That's true. He does.
You were like pre-tripping.
I was pre-tripping. Man,
let me tell another you. Another thing you can't do.
Yeah, you can't pre-trip. You can pre-get ready to trip, but you can't pre-trip. You know, here's something interesting, and let me tell you.
Are we going to get some advice on tripping? Wait, children's author Greg Smith?
I was just going to say, mushroom coffee, what a rip, man. I was all excited, like, oh, man, this is going to be good stuff. I mean, I know. What I know what a younger, unintelligent person would be like, oh, yeah, put mushrooms in my coffee, man. And then, you know, I know how that's going to go. All this does, it does not.
On my podcast, I only sell black rifle mushroom coffee.
Jesus.
Get that mushroom coffee, bro.
All it does is it doesn't change the way you see the world. It just changes how much time you're in the bathroom.
Well, there you go. That could be, I mean, personally, I think that could be a good thing.
No. I mean, you're constantly in the bathroom.
Oh, that's not such a good thing. I think
not constantly,
if it just hooked you up, you know, for some relief there.
No, it's
not always a bad thing.
I mean, you know, it cleans you out, man. It's a, It's a cleansing thing.
Well, speaking of getting cleaned out.
Yeah, clean.
The Justice League is back.
They're back to clean out old Booster Gold.
And Booster Gold is just freaking out. He's yelling at everybody. He's yelling at the Martian Manhunter. Because
your fault.
Everybody yells
Manhunter's
at the Martian
Manhunter. Well,
the other thing, too, is this is why the Martian Manhunter, I think, becomes addicted to Choco Cookies, right?
Oh,
because everybody's always yelling at him.
And he needs some relief. And he found out Choco
exactly.
Cookies are made with mushroom coffee. And he's like, I know what kind of trip I'm going on.
Well, Black Canary, who I don't even remember she was still in the Justice League at this point. Which is another weirdness of this story, because wasn't Black Canary out of the Justice League in like issue 4 or something like that?
I think so.
We are past that, because didn't Booster join in like in issue 4?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Black Canary's here in her god-awful outfit they put on her.
80s
for...
garb.
Yeah, it's... Anyway.
It's not good. It's not a good
one. Well, no, the worst part is it just looks like a science police officer outfit, except with wings at the top.
With
Does
wings
not?
At the top. Yeah.
And they already had that, so... dogs will be barking in approximately 1 second.
Oh, woo! Dogs up, everyone.
That's so may have to go say hi to their friend who just came home. So
hello.
Well, it's yes. So the Martian Manhunter and Blue Beetle yells at. Blue Beetle yells at Booster, which is a good thing because it's the start of the friendship, I think.
Yeah, let me tell you something about something, buddy. Don't call me buddy, pal. I ain't your pal, buddy.
And the Manhunter says, I mean the Martian Manhunter, for clarification. We don't want to say the Manhunter because that would be confusing.
Yes, the Martian Manhunter, not a Manhunter.
John, can we say it like they do on? I can't do it like they do on Young Justice. John. That's why they're good voice actors, and I'm not.
Yeah.
They can say things. So,
but you could become a voice actor, Dan, if you wanted to.
Maybe 20 years ago.
Classes out there. You can do it now. Yeah, now.
So now Booster. Well, Skeet says, "Your future seems clear. Your uniform is your destiny." And by the way, the Martian Manhunter pulls Booster's uniform out of his pocket.
No, he had pockets in that outfit, man.
He has pockets in his cape. How?
Oh, I thought it was...
Physics doesn't... The cape was just flying up in the... Like, physics doesn't work this way.
But he's a Martian Manhunter. He can do whatever he wants.
But his cape can't do whatever he wants, and it was flying. I also... Did you not think that the cape for Martian Manhunter was part of his shape-changing ability? Because I did. I thought that was just all part of him changing shape.
That's how he changes shape. He wraps up in his cape and does a little
beast master to himself. So that means the cape was in Martian Manhunter.
Yes, the cape was inside him. And now Booster's outfit was inside Martian Manhunter.
Manhunter.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Where? Inside his pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That, yeah. Booster might find a Choco.
Well, we flip the page and we get an advertisement for Space, the Final Frontier. It's a new enterprise with a new crew, but the thirst for adventure remains. All new adventures based on the hot new TV series.
Yes.
By Carlin, Marcos, and Garzon, 6-issue miniseries monthly from DC Comics, Star Trek The Next Generation.
Good books.
And then, I don't know what happened to Trixie again.
She's a different Trixie again. Now her hair is a little bit longer and her face is also a little bit shorter. I don't know what's going on.
She is doing some crazy yoga poses too. You can do what Trixie can do on page 19.
You can get yourself a Booster Gold.
And she's replicating the person on TV doing that. So
yeah.
How often was that woman sued for people breaking their neck and spine?
No joke. I mean, that is asking for...
Is this something people can physically do? Like, she is
Oh, there's probably videos out there of people doing something like that.
To do this, you would have to be double jointed.
It's a very awkward position. It looks like, I mean, she's going to snap herself in half.
The cats are just looking at her like she's an insane
cats
person.
Can do that, though.
Well, the cats are, Booster flies in and she tells him, hey, everything's cool. And then Booster recaps the series with Trixie. My sister died while acting as a superhero. If I canceled the show now, it would be an admission. The past year was a mistake, but maybe it was. But it wasn't a mess that it wasn't a mess that it was, but it wasn't mess that it was, comma. Sorry. It's just an awkward read.
It's the dialogue is a mess.
But it wasn't. Exclamation point. Mess that it was, comma. There was also some good that came out of it. We get an advertisement for something called the Spiral Zone.
Huh?
Down on the next page, at the very, very bottom. I have no recollection of this at all.
I don't know. You jumped over the whole entire Booster and Trixie kiss, man.
We're getting there. It's on the next page.
Oh.
It's past Star Trek.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I had to go back. I jumped ahead. The pages stuck together because it's an old comic book. Yeah. So we're on page 20. Booster and Trixie say everything's going to be okay, but everything's over. And they kiss.
Amy.
And she says, what's next for you then? He said, first, I'm going to find a place I want to be. Which is the Justice League, because he's going to do what Ted told him a few pages ago and go live at the headquarters.
Yeah. He's got free rent. And Booster
and then
Gold
he's flying away, and he says, and then I'm going to attack that market for all it's worth, which he never does, and make a few $1,000,000, which he never does. Like it or not, the world is soon going to learn that Booster Gold is here to stay.
But
the only problem with that is Skeet isn't.
What?
Because we don't see Skeets for a long time.
Because he got a new coach now, and that coach is Ted Kord.
No. In response to T.E. Pouncey, Dan Juergen says, one of the problems we always had with Booster Gold was the fact that he was really an unlikable character in some respects. Earlier letter columns can provide plenty of evidence there. The question then becomes, hey, do we make this guy more likable? Or readable might be a better word. With the sales sagging a bit, the decision was made to darken the atmosphere of the book, a decision that may or may not have worked. By now, you've probably known, I think that did work, actually. It didn't work sales-wise, but I thought it made the book better, didn't you?
Yeah, it did.
He says darken the book, I felt it made him both more likable and relatable, too.
Yeah.
It was a supervillain of the week thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
we had
this.
A story.
Yeah. And then it turns it into, there's a touch to it. And you're like, okay, now I'm invested.
And then Juergen says, by now, you probably know that this is the last issue of Booster Gold. For those of you who really love this book and will miss it, I know how you feel. At one time or another, we've all had a favorite comic, magazine, or television series canceled, and usually the reason is the same. In each case, numbers. Booster Gold just wasn't delivering sufficient sales to justify the book's continued production, not unless we did a major overhaul of the book and its storylines. I was tempted to try it, but I've been working on this book for nearly 3 years, a long time in this industry, and an overhaul would require a major level of commitment that I just couldn't make. Ultimately, Booster Gold number 25 is the last issue of the series for now. With his appearances in the Justice League, Booster seems to be finding a new audience. And there's one rule of thumb that always holds true in comics. If a character gets popular enough, you're going to see him or her on the stand sooner or later. So if you want to see more of the corporate crusader, write in and let us know. In this, the age of the miniseries, anything is possible. And there are lots of stories left to tell. I'm not going to read the rest, but a lot of it's thanks to everybody that helped him. And wrote and drew the series, and he, I think one shout out I will mention is thanks to Barbara Randall, who worked hard to make this book a better title when given the editor's desk.
Yeah,
just do 100%. It, because we pointed that out, and he calls it out too.
The book definitely takes a turn for the better, becomes more interesting, readable, relatable.
Yeah, and the only inkers he mentions in it are Ty Templeton and Mike DeCarlo.
Wow.
At least for the second half of the book. So anyway, sad day. Forgotten Realms by TSR Game on the back cover. And yeah, it's over. Travis will be eternally grateful that it is done.
That's okay. We'll start up the next run of Booster Gold, which happens a few years later, and we'll read those next.
I think that... No, we're not. I think that... I think that I do like that series a lot.
It is a good series.
However, that is not what we're doing next.
I know.
It stunk to see its... It's always like when a thing starts to get good, mm-hmm. but the sales are already bad, right? And then they get rid of it because they've already determined that they're getting rid of it, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like predetermined at that point.
It's like
the book really does get much better.
Yeah, it's like a pre-toasted bagel. It gets better, but it's already determined that that's what you're going to get.
And I think blowing up the whole universe here, and you don't see Jack, you don't see Mac.
Mm-hmm.
You see Trixie, so you end with what you started with, which is good.
Don't see Fern.
Yeah, you don't see any Fern.
Never comes back.
It's just but it is somewhat of a disappointing ending to the book. It's especially being burnt out in a maxi series crossover like it was.
Mm-hmm.
And also too, like just from a marketing standpoint. Again, maybe you needed a character to be the foil, but why would Booster Gold play such a prominent role in Millennium if you're canceling his book? And that doesn't make any sense.
It was popular enough, or they're trying to ignite something. Or they did it beforehand. Yeah.
Or they did it beforehand.
Yeah, they had it pre-planned, pre-toasted.
Which is probably more of the case, or you know, the editorial offices aren't really talking to each other, or whatever's happening. Yeah, it really doesn't make sense to make Booster Gold a big part of that story. So now, I've never read the story, so I don't know how big of a part he was. But it sounds like he was a pretty big part.
Big enough to end his book.
Yeah, so
it was like a diving board, you know.
We'll never see him again. Fortunately, we won't see the cape ever again, I don't think.
Yes, good. Get the cape out of here.
And the cover has no cape.
Martian Manhunter needs a cape to hide all his Chacos and Booster Gold's
That is weird.
It goes inside him.
Well, I think we promised somebody, and I don't know which issue yet. You know, it's really annoying, though, when you buy a really expensive omnibus and it comes like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big dented corner.
Yeah, because
it's been dropped.
Yeah, that's why I got mad. That's why this one isn't open, actually, because I got mad and set it on a bookshelf.
See, you wanted to drop. He wanted to drop it himself, people. He wanted to do the damage to it all himself, and it came pre-damaged.
When I spend, I think I did get this one on sale, but when I spend omnibus money on a book, yeah, I want it to come.
That's why you got to go to the bookstore and pick it up yourself.
That is true. Or you can get a Kickstarter from Ron Randall. And when you buy every single story that he sells and then also get the omnibus and it comes dented from the shipper that he had, he shipped me a new one that was not damaged.
That's very nice.
Because that's what stand-up people do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got two volumes of What If.
Oh, boy. What if we read it?
What if we read one or two? I'm not really sure here. What if I was always fascinated by the what ifs I read as a kid?
Yeah.
The problem was I didn't read any of the original stories, so I had no idea what they were talking about, except for the recaps they tell me in the story.
Yeah.
So if they were like, and so for example, if they were like, what if Gwen Stacy lived?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who Gwen Stacy was.
Right.
So, and I think that's one of the challenge with the What If series.
Yeah.
Is you're already writing to a limited audience because you're writing to an audience that has been reading your books.
Right.
But I love the concept, and I love, you know, I shouldn't say love, but is it Harry Turtledove that did the alternative history books? Not comics.
I'm not sure.
Are you not familiar with this?
I'm not familiar.
And my old friend Gordon put me onto these years ago. Read a few of them. The one I read was like space aliens basically attack in the middle of World War II. And so basically everything has happened, like real life. So the guy was a historian. Yeah. And then boom, you're right in the middle of World War II. And then those same people have to solve the problem.
I see.
So he's using real life people, but then it's kind of like you've talked about that before. You know, you have a situation and then you drop something abnormal into the middle of the situation. So basically what he was doing, but then he's like historian. So he's, you know, utilizing all the characters as if they were real.
But
and trying to like match up their personality and how they would interact. And I thought they were fun reads. But I love alternate stuff like this. So
yeah.
I love What If. Like, for example, I would not have understood this. I do now. But back then, they said, what if Jane Foster got Thor's hammer? Well, didn't that happen in the movie?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't have known, you know, like, I wouldn't have had any context for that, right? Because I didn't know who Jane Foster was.
Right.
I didn't read Thor. Because some of my but what ifs were always books you could get in those bundle packs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a couple what ifs books, you know, the three packs. And
get
them at
Kmart or something like that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, my mom would just grab them somewhere. So I had an Invaders book, a what if book, and something else.
And you're like, hey, it's a comic. Read it.
And talk about really having an Invaders book was weird. Oh, I had a Avengers book with Beast in it, which I was really confused then because like,
well, because he
is this? Who is this blue guy? And they kept referring to his past in the story, and I was like, what past? And because I didn't know about the Avengers, I didn't know about the X-Men.
I don't know who these guys are.
I mean, I was really little when I got those books. So.
Yeah.
I'm not really little, but like 8 or 9. So
old enough to understand stuff, but not old enough to have all that back history, the back.
Yeah. If I would have been exposed to the X-Men, it would have been in that single episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends when the X-Men are in it. And I think that was after that when I got those books. So, yeah. I mean, anyway, moral of the story is, we're going to read one. I don't know if it's going to be from volume 1 or volume 2.
Okay.
You're probably going to have to re-log into the Marvel app to do this.
Okay.
Or you need to buy the omnibus.
Okay.
So I know you may be ordering an omnibus this week.
Omnibuses are fantastic, people. Just don't read them in the bed because you'll drop it on your face. Hmm. I've done this before. I know it is a fact.
We may phone some friends for these episodes. So if some friends appear that actually know what these stories were. Yeah, like here's one I would just be baffled by because I wouldn't know why this was important. What if Ghost Rider, Spider-Woman, and fake Captain Marvel were villains?
Oh, no.
I don't know why that would be. I don't know why that would be important. I don't know anything about it. So we're going to have to at least pick a characters. I know about the characters. We could do like a Fantastic Four book. That'd be fine.
What if they all
like
delivered
ice
cream?
I'm going to have to at least know who these are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look, this is where that dude that played... This must be where that guy that played Mr. Fantastic got his idea to keep his mustache.
Oh. He saw it in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll do that.
Wow. Writer. Well, this is fun. Writer, artist, and editor, Jack Kirby. Oh, that's what this is. That's why it is. What if the original Marvel bullpen had become the Fantastic Four?
Oh, okay.
Stan, even my fireballs won't stop this monster.
Yeah.
So Jack Kirby is the thing. Okay. See, so and that, I mean, that is definitely writing to a niche audience.
Yeah.
There. So, yeah, I mean, we'll find something here to read.
Oh, I'm sure. And if we don't, it'll be an atrocity.
My arms are also tired from holding it. So
they're
put it down.
They're heavy. You got to read
this
it.
This one's
on
not
table.
Even that big. This is like half the size of some of the bigger ones.
Yeah,
I
it's
have.
A, it's still a good size, but yeah. No,
Justice League.
No Justice. Yeah, that's big. It's giant.
I read all three of those. And I have all the original comics, so I don't know how... Anyway, still read all those. Anyway, that's it. So we're getting out of here, and so we're going to do some What If.
Yeah.
This is listener request, so we will actually listen to the listeners for once.
Listening to the listeners.
And then I'll go back to just doing whatever I want.
Say it ain't so, Dan. Dan does what he wants.
Yeah, usually. So,
usually.
Well, last couple thoughts here. If you ever wondered what if would happen, that didn't work.
Yeah. What
that was
if?
A massive failure.
Yeah.
If you're at work and you're like, what if I actually sued my employer for discrimination?
Oh, yeah.
Because bad things were happening at work. Do you know who you could call?
Who could you call?
Who could you call? I think you would call Jiu-Jitsu Lawyer Paul.
That's who you should call, Jiu-Jitsu Lawyer Paul.
Yeah, you should call Jiu-Jitsu Lawyer Paul. You know what?
What?
Night Legal? Late Night Legal?
Yeah.
Knight with a K? Yeah. They even have a phone number.
They have a phone number? What's the phone number, Dan?
It's 253-656-4475.
Did you say it again? And faster?
253-656-4475. I realize you were being sarcastic about saying it faster.
Now say it again slower.
No.
Oh.
That's all the times you get.
Only two.
Also,
yeah.
If you want to relive your childhood and try to investigate the whereabouts of the missing Squatcho Man, you go to the Retro Emporium on Meeker Street in Kent, Washington. I believe between 4th and 3rd.
Something like that. It's in the middle of the street. Store.
Technically between 4th and 2nd, because there is no... Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So you can do that. Sometimes Greg is there.
Sometimes I'm there. But if you
Ann is always there.
You can talk to Ann, who was just on USA Today. Or not on, but she was... She did an interview for
Featured.
USA Today.
Well, huh? There you go.
Yeah.
So she was... If this was 1995, she would be in every McDonald's in America. See?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it was interesting because, like, I mean, just inside, outside baseball, she just wakes up and gets an interview request because of her crazy viral post.
I see. I think I know which post that was.
Yes.
About the Nido?
Yes, about the Nido, and they wanted to talk to a shop owner that that is going through this craze right now. So,
well, there you go. I like how she always posts where to go buy Nido down the street, so they don't come to your store to buy.
Well, I mean, we don't have any, so why would we post about it? And she'd rather have the store that that actually has it get the business. And we always tell people that's where you should go.
And well, I broke like my Nito. Crazy.
You broke
my
Nito?
I broke my Nito. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this. You're probably not going to get another one for another 4 months.
No, I've heard. So that is that. And then, of course, if you follow our podcast and you look at the notes, we're going to provide you a link. And that link is for a Kickstarter project.
Oh, it's about to start because it's about to kick.
That will start. Yeah, it's about to start. If you just hit the button and then it will notify you, it's going to start on the Kickstarter. It's a fantastic project.
Yeah?
Yeah. In fact, it's written by former substitute co-host of the podcast, Travis Webb.
Travis Webb? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I know that guy.
You may have heard about it.
What? Tell me some more about this. Because I mean,
don't look under the house. All of Alex's cyborg parts are there. Volume one.
Don't look under the house. Oh my gosh.
Yep. Don't look under the house. All of Alex's cyborg parts are there. Volume one.
Okay. That sounds interesting, and I'm intrigued. I want to know more. So I will follow the Kickstarter. I will click the link.
Okay. Well, it's sad because Booster Gold destroyed the house, and that's why the parts ended up.
Dang. There. Travis lives in Booster's old house.
Yeah. So that's the start of the story, but you know, I'll have to read the rest to find out what happens.
Not but Alex, and that's why. Interesting.
Alex lived in the house?
Alex lived in the house that Booster built?
Or maybe the cyborg parts were under the house.
Under the house. And when you look,
maybe Alex isn't even real. You don't know.
We don't know
until you read the story.
Yeah. We don't know.
And I would try to say the title again, but I'd probably get it wrong.
Don't look under the house. You'll find cyborg parts. Don't.
You got it wrong. See?
Yeah.
You're always getting the title of this Kickstarter wrong. I can't believe it. It's amazing. So you're never getting it right. And so I get it right. And you get it wrong. It's amazing. I can't believe how badly you support your friend Travis. You can't even advertise his things effectively, give proper titles, do anything.
Listeners out there, did you just see what he did? He is he went from Greg the Guilt Tripper to Dan the Guilt Tripper. And I'm feeling sad.
Well, maybe if you had some Alex cyborg parts, you'd feel better. So
I think everybody would feel better if they had Alex cyborg parts, because we'd
if I had a cyborg Alex knee, I would feel better. So
see,
We will end on that note, unless you want to talk about something else. And next week, I don't know which one, but it's going to be a what if. Maybe it'll be the what if that's on the cover. Maybe it'll be what if Spider-Man joined the Fantastic Four.
Oh, wow.
Maybe came the Fantastic Five. I mean, wasn't Torch in like issue 2 or 3 of Spider-Man?
I think so.
And it's pretty early on. So
first family.
Yeah. And after all, I mean, the important thing here is every time we read one of these issues, well, not every time, but often when we read one of these issues, we're going to get to see the Watcher's amazing outfit.
Oh, wow. It's like Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah. Or he's got a lot to cover. That's why it drapes so low.
Oh, yeah. He's got a pocket inside that outfit.
Ooh. Yeah. He's got 2 pockets. Anyway, we'll end on that note. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful week. And we will see you next week.